If the election of Donald Trump was an earthquake, his accomplishments since are the aftershocks no one saw coming. From best-selling author Stephen E. Strang comes Trump Aftershock, the president's seismic impact on culture and faith in America. Trump Aftershock offers unique insights that will cut through the media noise and reveal what they won't tell you. Gain a better understanding of the political, emotional, and spiritual dimensions at work in Trump Aftershock. Available where fine books are sold.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, everyone. This is Stephen Strang, and welcome to the Strang Report. You know, we had a big election not too long ago. In fact, down here in Florida, they're still counting the votes, even as I record this podcast. And, you know, I believe that with the ongoing election woes, the aftershocks of Donald Trump's agenda will continue. In fact, the book came out on Election Day, and we grappled with, what happens with the book and how we wrote about the election, no matter how the election went. My contention is that win or lose or draw, and of course, as everyone knows, the Republicans won the Senate and the Democrats won the House. The effects of what Donald Trump has done the first 2 years will continue. The embassy will still be in Jerusalem. Taxes will still have been cut. Regulations will still have been cut. We can go right down the line that all of these things, even though there may be some setbacks, will continue. So in the book, we did not literally talk about the election. The book will be out a long, long time. There will be other elections as well. But now that the election is behind us, I think I can confidently say that the Trump agenda will continue. And I'm still behind what Donald Trump is doing because I believe that he's trying to make America great again. In fact, I had a conversation with a friend recently about what that meant. And to me, it means that going back to what our founders wanted with Judeo-Christian values. To other people, especially as critics, it means other things. America is not perfect by any means. We know that. We have things in our history, primarily slavery, but also how we've treated the Native Americans that is not good at all. But America is still the greatest country on earth. We ended slavery. We've tried to make the things with Native Americans right and tried to, you know, bring them into our society and our culture. And, of course, they have all the rights of every other American. You know, I could go on and on about this, but in the last 50 years, and really probably in the last 100 years, America has just sort of drifted farther and farther from God. You know, there are a lot of things that have happened in the culture, the breakup of the family, divorce becoming so easy. I think that that's really the basis for a lot of it. But also some of the Supreme Court rulings, like taking Bible reading and prayer out of schools. I mean, education in this country at one time was based on the Bible. In fact, I have inherited from my great-grandfather a McDuffie's reader that he used as a child in the 1850s and 60s. And I mean, it's all about Bible stories and Bible principles, and now it's almost wrong if a coach wants to kneel in prayer on a football field because somehow it's mixing church and state. It isn't at all. What it's doing is secularization has become like a religion in this country and is trying to push God out of the public square. Now, I wrote God and Donald Trump, because I felt there was an untold story of God's hand raising up this very unlikely New York businessman who has become a champion of Christian rights and, you know, disrupting the deep state is disrupting political correctness. You know, it's now okay to say Merry Christmas again. And I mean, there are a lot of examples. All of this is in my book, Trump Aftershock, which is about all the things that have happened since his inauguration. I hope that you will want to read it. I hope that you will want to share this with friends. The early sales have been very, very good. I've been doing lots of media and will continue to do so. In fact, I'm not sure when you'll be listening to this, but on Thanksgiving morning, I will be on America's Newsroom with Bill Hemmer from sometime between 9 and 11 Eastern Time. Of course, that's usually available on YouTube afterwards. I just say that in case there's any of my podcast listeners that would be interested in tuning in and seeing what they talk to me about. I assume it'll be something to do with Thanksgiving and something to do with Donald Trump, but we'll see. And I'm just so thankful that the Lord has opened some of these doors for me personally, as well as for the book. So sometimes my podcasts are long and sometimes they're short. Today I'm keeping a little bit short. Of course, I'm doing them every single day and also a newsletter to go with them. I hope you enjoy them. I appreciate the feedback that I get. In fact, you can email me anytime at info@charismamedia.com and people will pass it along to me if you have ideas. In fact, we're setting up something where people can actually call in and ask questions, which we will actually edit into the podcast, both for me and also when I have special guests who are with me. So with that, I'll wrap up this edition of the Strang Report. Thank you for listening today to the Charisma Podcast Network. And thank you for being loyal and supporting what we do here at Charisma Media. It means so much. I'm Stephen Strang. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.